The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So happy that you're here with us this morning. And you know when we play that song about beautiful, she's beautiful inside out. Christina Leavenworth is here with us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm good. If you don't know, Christina Leavenworth is one of the best realtors in Pensacola, and she's with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. So it's a gorgeous day, and we've got some guests in the studio with us this morning.
Yes, we have some friends visiting us, and the kiddos, when I said, hey, I'm going to talk real estate on the radio show, they're like, can I come in? I was like, of course you can. Like, I love talking real estate. I have an audience. Yes,
that's so cool.
Totally.
So we're in the studio. I'm explaining to them as we go. So we're in the studio. Now, what we're saying right now here, you guys, is actually going out, as they say, on the air. So we have thousands of people listening to us right now, and they are going to hear you say good morning. Can you say good morning?
Morning.
Oh,
Callan, you want to say good morning?
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Look at you guys. That's so awesome.
Radio stars in the making,
right
here.
So fun.
I love it. Okay.
Well, a lot going on. I actually did a presentation on real estate this week for a group of people in Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, Meg, I have some like really great stuff because it's already prepared.
I love it.
Lots happening. So Hometown Heroes money has come out where this is $35,000 toward a down payment and closing costs. You do have to be a certain profession, though. Nurses, teachers, firemen,
first responders
mm-hmm. to be in a service role. So that is one thing happening. We also have My Safe Home, where there are grants to hurricane harden your house. It's a little tricky. If you don't have the cash up front, they reimburse you.
Okay.
So you have to do it, but some contractors will work with you and you can pay them when you get that money back, or maybe work with a credit union to get a little bit of a loan. So those are those two things.
And that's huge. The My Safe Florida Home is really good.
And what's the best part about it is it's going to really drastically reduce your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like putting on, any sort of shields, any sort of shutters, as well as hurricane clips.
Right.
Hurricane clips, I had a property where insurance was $7,500 a year, and we put the clips on, and it dropped it to $2,900.
Wow.
So you're getting a savings just that first year. So your insurance person will work with you and say, hey, let's run the scenarios. If you add shutters, what does it look like? If you add clips, what does it look like?
Well, yesterday I had on Jonathan Cook with Jonathan Construction, and he said if you have a fence and it's not attached to your home, it's not covered, and so you have to have it attached can make all the difference and make sure that it's attached. I
100%,
thought that was interesting.
100%. So things like that, and as always, send in questions. I love your questions. It's my favorite thing. So just interrupt us and
send it in.
Put it out there.
The number to ask questions, 850-437-1620. Just text it in, and I know Christina will do her best to answer whatever your questions may be on real estate, the market. Maybe you're thinking about selling. Maybe you're thinking about buying. She is the woman to answer those questions.
Well, so I did this presentation and they were like, what are some things we should do before we sell? So I had the five things to do and five things not to do.
Okay.
So the five things, let's get some fresh paint and we need a neutral color. I know a lot of people, you like your mahoganies, you like your yellows and whatnot. Let's get it. So my favorite color is Swiss coffee. That is the name of it. It's a creamy white or alabaster. Those are my two favorites. It's a blank palette and it just allows people to envision themselves in the home. And I tell people all the time, it is the ladies that are clicking through Zillow. And when they go, ooh, that's cute, that means more money in your pocket. And we want them to say, oh, that's cute.
Yes.
And we even had a seller recently. She tried to sell her home with another agent and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
We came in and we were like, can we be honest with you? Your light yellow, I know it's cute and coastal, but we really think you need to change the paint.
Mm.
And at first she was like, ugh. And then her husband looks at her and he goes, honey, what color is our new house? She goes, white. He's like, don't you like that? And once she repainted it, she was like, I don't even know if I want to sell. But her home ended up selling in 18 days.
Oh, that's
by
fantastic.
Doing that. So we see this, and this is all evidence-based. Light landscaping. Let's add a pop of color. Let's maybe put some fresh mulch, get get it mowed, that sort of thing.
Just even by the entrance.
By the entrance, just add that curb appeal. And that's these are all things that don't cost you a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Deep cleaning, let us help stage it for you. And then minor repairs and touch-ups. So if you have home that you're wanting $800,000 for, but the cabinets are all banged up. Mm. Let's just touch up paint there. You don't need new cabinets, or you know, maybe we might need them repainted. That's $500. That's not a whole new brand new cabinet. But if you're wanting top dollar,
right?
The problem is a buyer would come in and go, "These cabinets, they need to be replaced," and they're going to start mentally deducting off the price of your home. So let's stop them from doing that by touching up the paint. So those mm-hmm. are some of the things to do, not to do. I don't want you to do a full kitchen remodel or bath remodel. I don't. I want you to enjoy it. I don't want you to spend money to not be able to enjoy it. If you're doing that, I don't want you to spend $20,000 to make an extra $20,000. That doesn't make sense.
Right, of course.
And so a lot of times we'll say not to do that. Non-neutral paint. We had someone recently, she flipped the property, mm-hmm. but chose ugly colors. So, and I always say ugly costs the same as pretty. Mm-hmm. So choose pretty because it's mm-hmm. going to give you a far better return. So consult with us where we can say, hey, this is what our market's wanting. We had one seller, she was from Miami and just was all about Miami finishes.
Bright pink.
Well, just lots of like
yellow
glitter
pink.
And dazzle. And it was a beautiful home, mm-hmm. but our market didn't like it.
It was distracting.
It was distracting, and it's just not our taste here. Mm-hmm. And we're like, she's like, but those light fixtures cost like $2,000. But the people here don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, really consulting with us. Doing improvements without talking with us about it first.
Okay, we got a couple questions that have come in already, Christine.
Awesome.
So we've got someone just texted in as you were talking about the things to do. What are hurricane clips?
Hurricane clips.
That's a good question.
Yes. So if you are like, I have a new roof, I probably have hurricane clips. No, you don't.
Mm.
You have a new roof. So they go either in your soffit or in your attic, and then they attach the roof to like a truss or something. I am not a construction person, but they are these nails that make your roof way stronger. Mm-hmm. And you typically need a general contractor to do it.
I'm assuming more wind resistant.
Yeah. So it's really tying that roof down.
Okay.
It's just extra, you know, force there.
Mm-hmm.
We do have people that are really great. So when I got my hurricane clips, it was $1,800. But I saved so much on insurance.
Right.
So it made sense.
Right.
So
okay.
That's what they do. And they come in and evaluate how easily they can get up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've got another question that came is, where can I get to register for your presentations?
Ooh, this was just one where I got invited to go
yeah.
and spoke, but that's a great idea.
I know. I'm just thinking you're
yes.
so good at it anyway.
I should do something
like
that.
Do like lunch and learns or something like that
yeah.
with Christina.
Well, thank you for that suggestion.
Yes.
I'm going to figure out something and we'll figure out some sort of like, lunch
we'll,
and learn
we'll
or
announce
something
it
like
here.
That. That would be fun.
I think that'd be
that's
great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Back before COVID, we were doing that all the time. And then,
of course.
And then COVID shut it down and then it never got back going again.
Well, clearly you had a successful presentation this week, so.
Yeah. I was just invited to come talk to a group and mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I can talk about real estate. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
When you're passionate about something, it's fun
talking
especially
about
that
group.
yes, absolutely. A few other things we kind of went over is what's selling mm-hmm. and what's not.
Oh, okay.
So what's really selling is the perfect trifecta where you have great location, great condition, and it's priced right. Those are still moving. However, we have homes maybe not in the best location and they're still wanting that really high price.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit. Another thing we're seeing is homes really between $200,000 and $400,000 that are move-in ready, they look good, and 2015 or newer. Because when I was preparing for this, I looked at all the data. And it's always nice to like update it.
A good refresh.
Yeah, a good refresh. Some of the things that aren't selling are the condos.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the things that the inhibiting factor is the HOA fees.
The HOA fees are so high.
Mm-hmm.
So you have high interest rates. You have high HOA fees. It's priced out investors. So investors used to be a huge chunk of our condo market.
Right.
Now it doesn't make sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly people wanting it as a primary. Or you go, you know what? I really want a second home. I'm going to rent it out when I'm not here. And I understand that I might not make money, but it's going to give me value.
Right.
So we see that, but we just don't have as many buyers in that.
No, that makes sense.
Another thing that's not moving is homes that compete with new construction.
Oh.
Because the builders are giving incredible incentives. They're doing doing 3.9% interest rate.
Wow.
Paying all closing costs. They're being very aggressive where somebody who maybe bought a 2020 home, a D.R. Horton home, and now they're reselling it, that they're competing with that, and they can't compete with those 3.9% interest rates. So we find creative solutions to try to help them out all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So yeah, so tons of things. And, you know, and I also pulled just data because a lot of, you know, right now sellers still feel like it's 2021. Buyers think it's 2008. It is neither one of those.
Correct.
It is 2025. We are our own market.
It's a whole new world.
But when I was pulling data, we have 25% less sales in 2025 than we had in 2021.
Interesting.
So that's a big difference. But the average price back in 2021 was $312,000. Now it's up to $380,000.
Interesting.
So we've still seen appreciation, but those homes that aren't real serious about moving, we're just seeing, we're not seeing as much movement in the market. So 25% fewer homes. And, you know, we're looking at that insurance crisis and, you know, 7% interest rates.
I think people are just cautious right now. They're kind of just waiting
to
see what's going to happen with the economy, all the politics, everything that's going on right now. There's a little uncertainty.
Yes.
And I can understand why that might make someone hesitant.
But it's the best time to buy.
Well,
it really is.
You're right.
Because I feel once we get into the 5% range, it is going to be the Wild West. Because everyone's now gotten used to the sevens. They realize the 3% interest rates are long gone. We get into the fives, they're going to go, man, all right, I'm buying a house. And then you have multiple offers. It's stressful. And we have lenders that will let you refinance for free. So if I was a buyer right now, I'd be like, man, I want to go buy when I hold the cards.
Right.
And where I have some negotiating room and I can think about it. I can go home and sleep on it and not have to give my firstborn child to get a house.
Right. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Team at Levin Rinky Realty. If you've got a question for Christina about buying, selling, the market, anything, just text in this morning at 850-437-1620.
Yes. And always just Google Christina Leavenworth, best realtor, and we come up with our information. And we're always happy to answer any questions. We have great vendors that are trusted that we can always give you their information. And our goal is just to start a relationship. We want to be your go-to realtor for life. It's not just one house. It's like, even if you're moving somewhere else, like, hey, Christina, I need this. And that's our favorite when people lean on us like that. Hey, who do you recommend for my hair? Who do you recommend as far as a primary doctor?
Right.
And being able to help them and really just help them live here.
Well, it's knowing the market, and you certainly know it intimately, having the background that you do in media and then coming into this. It means you lived here a long time now.
Yeah, yeah. And just honestly, the more they love it here, the happier I am.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And the referrals that come from that.
100%. 100%.
Because I would never work with a realtor that wasn't recommended by someone else.
Yeah. And I totally agree with that. And I think also on contractors.
Right.
If you're hiring someone, do not go to Angie's List.
Please don't.
Google it.
Yes.
We know people. And they have to do a good job because of the relationships.
Right.
So let us do that. Same with lenders. These out-of-town lenders, they don't have to perform well because it's just, you know, they're pumping out as many as they can. A local lender is going to answer their phone at 10 p.m., figure out a way to get it done.
Well, there's an accountability factor when it's someone that's from here.
100%. A few other things. Right now, more than ever, who you hire matters.
Okay.
There's a lot of great realtors in this market, but it's the 80-20 rule. Honestly, like 20% are doing 80% of the business. We know what we're doing. And when you're thinking about hiring someone, ask them, what is your marketing plan?
Right.
Like, I want it broken down. How many homes do you sell a year? How often will I hear from you? What challenges do you anticipate in selling my home? And if a realtor says, oh, nothing, your home's just, then they're lying. they should be able to answer those questions, and you need to hire a true professional. Hiring your second cousin who has three jobs and two kids, it's not going to be a good process.
That doesn't sound like a good picture to me.
Yes, it's not going to be a good process. Hire a true professional. Just like if you were getting surgery, you wouldn't go to the nurse that, you know, is moonlighting at a coffee shop and doing all that. You're not
and referred her second cousin.
Same with an attorney. If you're, you know, at trial, you want someone who does this full time and is a true professional.
Well, I think what you're saying is that experience matters.
100%.
I mean, that's how I feel now. I want to know how long someone's been doing what they've been doing because experience matters. You can learn all you can from textbooks, but being out in the market, being in this community, knowing people, knowing all their track records, their reputation, it really matters.
It matters a ton. And we're talking about your most valuable asset. And there's a lot of money on the line. Maybe you're selling so you can retire. Or maybe, you know, you have to move somewhere. There's so many things behind it. Yeah. So it's super important.
Well, and you mentioned relationship too. I think the trust factor is so important because I want to trust that once I share with you what I want, that you'll be, you know, true to that, not trying to find what it is that you need to get off your plate, but what you think will be best for me.
So you need someone that listens.
Yes, a real trust factor.
And they go, all right, here's what you said. Here's how I understood it versus like what they think they heard for
sure. Right.
And I want also people, please follow me on Facebook or Instagram because I'm always putting great information out about these things, my safe homes, the hometown heroes, and just things happening in Pensacola. So it's a great way to connect and, you know, be able to do mini presentations if it's not live where we can talk about that type of stuff.
Well, as a former media person, television person, Christina does post some videos of herself talking about different topics and things. So I love watching them. I'm a Facebook friend.
Yeah, it's
but
short
it's interesting.
And sweet.
Yeah, they're great. So
short and sweet.
So for
and
the person that's
you...
sent in the question about presentations, check out her Facebook page because she is doing things there all the time.
Yes, and there's tons of information. And as soon as I have it, I'm like, oh my gosh, people need to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, really great thing.
Yeah. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty, 850-437-1620. Text in the question. We still have quite a bit of time left.
Yeah.
To talk about real estate.
Throw them at me. The crazier, the better.
Yeah. So right now is kind of an interesting time from a real estate perspective. So summer has ended. People are getting back to school. Is this, and then people, I'm assuming a lot of businesses or maybe people are moving. Is it a lot of time of transition or are things settling or what is your sense of it?
Yeah, we have a little bit of a lull at this time of
year. I was wondering about
with
that.
With the kids going back to school, all the sports starting, everyone's just a little crazy. So we see that, you know, throughout August. And then after Labor Day, we see it start to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see that through September, October, leading up till Thanksgiving. And then typically Thanksgiving to Christmas, it comes to a screeching halt for a while. Unless, again, it's just priced really well or it's super special. And then February, that spring market starts again.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about strategy with our sellers all the time. And if they have time to wait, we say, okay, maybe let's sell it in February.
Right.
Let's do it then. The best time to sell is whenever you're ready and depending on your situation. But if you said, okay, it kind of doesn't matter to me. I could sell anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would probably say, if it were me, I'd wait till February. And again, not all realtors are going to tell you that.
That's
they're
going
to be like, oh no, now's the best time. I'm just being honest. That's what I would do. And we do that all the time with our clients saying, well, if it were me, I would go ahead and repaint my walls.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me, and you're just being honest, that really helps them sometimes see the situation.
Okay, we got a question that just came in from one of our listeners. I want to do new pictures for my beach house rental or VRBO. Is there somebody that she recommends that are good at making a furnished house look good in pictures?
Yes, I will. I will get their number and text them because I am not giving away my amazing photographer on the radio and then they're too busy to get our listing photos. But I'll get their number and let them know.
All right.
We work with an amazing real estate photographer. They do a really great job.
Okay. Does Christina know if the Hometown Heroes program offers construction perm loans?
They do not.
Okay.
They do not. So I believe it's just existing construction perm loans.
Yeah, explain what that is in case someone doesn't know.
A construction to perm loan is where the builder is taking draws throughout. It's a much more complicated process, and you typically need 20% down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can do 10 or 15% down, and the bank comes out. They go, okay, the framing's there. Okay, here's your money. Okay, sheetrock's up. Here's your money.
Mm-hmm.
You typically need plans. It's just it's a lot more complicated. But there might be other options there if you are already working with a builder, you already have the plans, maybe a construction to perm loan isn't needed. And that's where we can kind of help look at the whole situation and look at creative outside-the-box solutions.
Great. Thank you so much for sending in these questions. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and Christina Leavenworth is talking all things real estate.
Yes, yes. The condo market has been tough, though. Yeah, with those HOAs. And then a lot of them, though, after what happened in Miami, had to do these studies to make sure that they had structural integrity.
You're talking about the collapse of that condo.
Yes, the collapse of that condo. And so when they were doing that, it's like, okay, you need a certain amount of money now in reserves. You need a certain level of insurance. So that changed things. So that is for buildings that are three stories or higher.
Okay.
So that is what made them have to do that. If you're lower than that, you don't have to do those things.
Well, that's good news.
And there are a lot of condos in our area that are lower than that. They're just two stories.
Right.
There's
quite a few,
actually.
Scenic. Yes. Scenic Highway, which comes to mind.
There's quite a few that are lower than that. So they were not impacted by that decision.
So if someone was thinking, you know, listening to you and they're thinking, maybe I will sell at the beginning of the year. So what should they be doing now? What are some of the things they can do?
What we like to do is go ahead and meet with you now. Mm-hmm. And we did that just yesterday. Our pricing is going to be different. We're going to look at new comparables, but we're going to say, here's our range, but we're going to come up with a plan. And mm-hmm. say, so the person we met with yesterday, it's an estate sale, and you know, he inherited it from his mother, and there's a lot of stuff in there. I was like, let's give you till February. He's like, that sounds good. 6 months would be great. But giving people a timeline really, really helps. Where you go, okay, here's, you need to get all this done. You have 6 months to do it, mm-hmm. and we'll go through it. I mean, honestly, paint and cleaning are the biggest things. And it depends on what your home needs.
Right. Really. Or even a little landscaping possibly.
A little landscaping.
Just little things to
with
do.
With the landscaping, do it right before you list. Okay. Because I don't want it to go through like deep freezes. Right. And I want it for photos. Mm-hmm. So like literally just days before. Mm-hmm. Get that, you know, lawn mowed, get some flowers out there. And we can help you with all these things. And that's what we want to do. Like, we want you to lean on us. We have so many resources, and it'll be easier if you let us take charge and say, okay, we have an estate sale lady. We have a roofer. We have these people, and we make it work.
Okay. This is Pep Talk with Christina Leavenworth, 850-437-1620. So as a person who's thinking about buying, what are the things they can do ahead of time?
I really want them to talk with the lender and see where they stand. You might have some like unpaid bill you have no idea about, and it's really impacted your credit or something. Mm-hmm. And if you're finding that out right as you're going under contract, it's going to be a terrible situation.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so good where they know how to like fix credit really easily. It's like, oh man, this thing, just pay that off real quick. Then we'll rerun it. We're going to shoot it up the flagpole, and then it works. And mm-hmm. they do like a rescore, and they're going to let you know where you're at. They're going to say, here's what you're pre-approved for. And what you're pre-approved for might be a lot more than what you want to spend. And I always tell people that, like, what do you want for a payment? Mm, and looking at that.
That's so important.
And then they scale back from there. Because if they tell you you're pre-approved for $400,000, you maybe don't want to spend that. Maybe you want $300,000, saying, okay, what does that payment look like? And a lot of that, like the insurance is going to change that payment
a whole lot.
So if you're like, I really want a more consistent payment, then a newer home would probably be your best bet mm-hmm. versus an older home where, this is the craziest thing. We got a quote the other day for a home on the water. Insurance was $60,000.
Are you kidding?
Zero. I was shocked.
What was the price of the home?
It was $1.2 million. It's on the water, but solid. We ended up shopping it out and finally got it down to like
$25,000. Oh my gosh.
But still, like, yes, $60,000. So it's insane. It's absolutely insane what we're dealing with. And
well, I guess I'm not getting a home on the water anytime soon.
Well, other ones are okay. I don't know what made this one
so
crazy.
One?
Yeah, I don't know. And that was the flood and the homeowners combined.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But still, the insurance crisis is a big thing. But we have, you know, our insurance people, maybe they'll make your deductible a little bit higher mm-hmm. and it'll go down. But that's why this My Safe Home is great, because if you can hurricane harden it, it should go down significantly.
Right. And there are other options out there to get help.
There are. And that's why, yeah, trust us, because the first quote was crazy. Yes, we got it down by half. It was still crazy, the second one. But yeah, real estate's, it's so fun because it's always something new.
Right.
It's like the other day, there was a property out in 30A, and the HOA dues included poop testing for the dogs.
Excuse me?
I know. I was like, are you joking?
Wait, back up.
Yeah, poop
what
testing.
What is that about?
So it involved picking up the dog's poo that was out in the yard.
Yes.
And then testing of it.
Why?
So I guess to check their health, allegedly. But then I posted it, and then everyone started commenting, uh-huh. and they said it's to find out who's not picking up their dog's poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that not crazy?
No. Because this DNA on the type of breed or something?
It was so crazy.
That's insane.
And the thing was,
that sounds a little Stepford
Wives. The HOA was $400 a month, but it didn't have a pool. It didn't really offer much.
Right.
So I was like, the poo testing? I think people could let that go to bring down the HOA.
I'm thinking, you know.
It was interesting.
That's a little crazy. Yeah. That's
but
a little crazy.
It's funny, like, hearing all the crazy things in real estate.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what's the craziest thing that you've seen? But that may be it.
Yeah, I mean, this week has been interesting hearing that. But that's, again, where a good realtor is going to be able to ask those questions and figure it out and everything.
Well, I never thought to put that on my list, but I will now add, does the HOA do poop testing?
Yes.
Oh, you don't? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
Yes, I know. I demand it.
That's the bottom line for me, so to speak.
I bet someone like stepped in someone's and got mad.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good grief. Yeah. those people don't have a lot to do with their time, I'm afraid.
I know, yeah. So I advise my clients, like, maybe you need a different neighborhood. Maybe that one's not for you.
We're already done with the show.
Okay, 850-378-1260. Call, text anytime. We want to be your realtors for life. Tell your friends about us. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Who wants to say bye? Say bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye. This is Pep Talk with Meg and company here in the studio. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back shortly with Pep Talk right after the news. Christina Leavenworth, thank you so much.